The celebration of Hanukkah certainly has a way often of influencing our routines. Often we have various obligations, Hanukkah masibas and parties to attend to, but I believe that the way that Hanukkah impacts our daily routine has a very powerful message relating to Hanukkah itself that we could take with us for the rest of the year. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us a number of different mitzvos that when performed properly will be rewarded accordingly. Amar Rav Huna, haragil b'ner, someone who is frequently making sure that they light the candles properly, both the candles of Shabbos and the candles of Hanukkah, havin lei banim tamidei chachamim, he will merit having children who are Torah scholars. Hazar b'mezuzah, when he was diligent about lighting the mezuzah, zochel l'dira na'ah, that if you have a mezuzah on your doorpost and you treat it properly, you will merit having a proper dwelling place. Hazar b'tzitzis, someone who is careful about having tzitzis, zochel l'tasna, he will merit having a nice garments, a nice clothing. Hazar b'kiddush hayom, someone who is careful about making kiddush properly on Shabbos and Yontif, zochel m'malei gar b'yayin, they will merit having an abundance of wine. If you read the Gemara carefully, you'll notice that there's a change in language. In the latter three, the Gemara uses the word hazahir. Hazahir means someone who's careful, someone who is diligent, which makes sense in context that one who is careful and diligent about performing a certain mitzvah will be rewarded accordingly, keneged that mitzvah, corresponding to that mitzvah itself. But when describing the ner, the candle of Shabbos and of Chanukah, the Gemara uses the word haragil, someone who is perhaps frequent, something that someone does routinely. Why would there be a change? What's the special about hergel, regel, which also means a foot, and what does that have to do with Hanukkah? Somehow it seems the Gemara is emphasizing the fact that when it comes to the ner of Shabbos and Hanukkah, there's something about the regel, something about the foot, that is important in that context. This word haragil, regel, also comes up earlier in the Gemara and Shabbos when it's talking about the time to light Neros Chanukah. The Gemara mentions mitzvasa mishetishka hachama. When should one light the Neros Chanukah? Mishetishka hachama, from the time that the sun sets, ad shetichle regel min hashuk. That one should light the candles from the time that the sun sets until foot traffic is no longer found in the marketplace, which makes sense. The mitzvah of lighting the candles is to publicize the miracle, and therefore, when there's traffic in the streets, is the ideal time to light. But perhaps there's a deeper message, and the Sfas Emes makes a play on words, but brings out a beautiful idea. He says, "Achetich leregel min hashok," could also be read, "Achetich lehergel min hashok." Then until we remove hergel. Hergel means that which a person does routinely, that which a person does by road, that which has become a habit. And perhaps sometimes habits could lose their flavor, they could lose their inspiration, and they could be just things that we do because we do them, because they're part of our routine. And explains the Sfas Emes that we have to break those habits which have become stale, which perhaps feel empty, the Shmona Esrei that we daven because it's just part of what we do, but has lost its deeper meaning, has lost its that aspect which is special about it. Perhaps the Torah that we learn, it's just another Rashi, or the relationships that we have, perhaps, have become stale. And Rav Lapiansky explains, how is one supposed to break the habit? How is one supposed to change what has become a routine? He says we break these habits not by stopping to do what is good, but by infusing them with or. Is that the first Gemara we started with? Of haragil b'ner, is doing your routine, but always looking at it with an or, with a light. What's special about an or? An or has the ability to illuminate. A person could walk into a dark room, and the room could be filled with beautiful things, but without shining a light on it, that beauty will never be seen. The light of Hanukkah gives one the ability to illuminate their routines, to shed light on the hergel of life, and to see new light in our Shmona Esrei, new light in Rashi and Chumash, and perhaps a fresh perspective in our relationships. That's pshat in Ragil Biner, the one who goes through the motions, but is always doing it Biner, looking for new light, meaning, and inspiration, and through that, he will be zoche to Torah scholarship. My father became a Baal Tshuva when he was in college, and one of the first events that began his Baal Tshuva process was having his arm twisted by an Israeli friend to attend a Parsha Shir. My father was always naturally philosophically curious, always looking for inspiration and meaning, and originally he wasn't necessarily even interested per se to actually go to the Shir. But Israelis have a way of twisting people's arms. And his arm was twisted and he came to the shir. And my father recalls sitting in the shir, which was a Parsha shir, on Chumash and Rashi. And he recalls being absolutely blown away by the depth and profundity of Rashi. And my father reflects on this moment and he says that he's certainly very appreciative of myself and my siblings who we're very fortunate to be raised with the yeshiva education, and we're fortunate to perhaps become rugged to Rashi. We're used to Rashi. It's part of our routine. It's part of what we do. But he fears that perhaps we won't have that experience, that eye-opening epiphany of experiencing Rashi for the first time with a new light, with new inspiration. But perhaps as we celebrate Chanukah, we have the ability to do exactly that, to look at everything with a new light, to look at our relationships with a new light, the Torah with a new light, our davening with a new light. And through celebrating Chanukah properly, through lighting the neros, being ragil b'ner, being careful about making sure that we light the neros properly, the candles of Shabbos, the candles of Chanukah, we should be merit through keeping our healthy habits to infuse those habits with light. And may we be zocha to accomplish amazing things in Avodas Hashem. Afreilich and Chanukah.